It's like adding insult to injury. Northwood's residents put up with one of the longest, coldest winters in years, and just when the weather warms up, the mosquitoes are keeping them inside. Ed Hammer runs Wisconsin River Outfitters from his home in rural Tomahawk.
Mosquitoes are the bane of my existence right now. They're just about ready to carry me and my partner away. Got two dogs. One dog doesn't even want to go outside. The other dog, he doesn't care, but he's bit up all over. The belly's just red.
Hammer rents canoes and kayaks for excursions on the Wisconsin River. The mosquitoes are so bad, he's telling would-be customers to go away.
I'm not putting anybody out. I've had a few calls from people, and I'm just saying, hey, look, the mosquitoes are just so bad, I'm not going to make you suffer through 3 hours on the river with them. I don't want to put people out if they're not going to have fun.
The long, snowy winter and cold spring were followed by a quick warm-up and rain, conditions that are perfect for growing mosquitoes, according to P.J. Leash, manager of the UW-Madison Insect Diagnostic Lab.
We had this very cold spring, and then everything kind of melted very quickly, and it's almost like we skipped over spring and went right to summer. And so with this mixture of rain we've been getting and heat, the fuse has been lit on the mosquito time bombs.
Leash says mosquito eggs had no trouble surviving the sub-zero winter temperatures beneath the snow cover. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.